Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
Just lift those hands to him. Just lift those hands to him. Oh, we pour our love on you this evening. We pour our love in praise. We pour our love in songs. We pour our love in the lifting of our hands. We pour our love as we present our bodies a living sacrifice by the mercies of our Lord Jesus. We pour our love as we live for you. We pour our love, O God, as our spirit, our souls, and our body. Oh Lord, I present it to you, Lord, in song, in praise, and worship. That all that is within us bless your holy name. We worship you, for you are our God, and you alone are Lord. For you, O Lord God, you are our salvation. For you, O Lord God, you are our strength and our song. For you, O Lord God, you are our glory, the lifter up of our head. You are our satisfaction, and we bless your holy name. Lift those two hands towards the heavens. We adore you, we adore you, we adore you, we adore you, Lord. We adore you, we adore you. Oh, we give you all the glory. Great, great, great is your faithfulness. Great, great, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord, in the midst of your church, in the midst of Zion. We bless your holy name. Great are your mercies. Great is your power. Oh, great, 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 great Father. We bless you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we worship. How our hearts are open to receive of your word, that your light burst forth and flood our hearts, that the light of the knowledge of your glory transform us from the inside to the outside, that we continuously become that glory that we behold in your world. You are all that we will ever need. And I ask that as your word go forth this morning, this evening, Lord, that you become for every man whatever we need in measures more than we can ever need. Satisfy every heart. Answer questions, solve puzzles. Refresh every heart. Restore what needs to be restored and perfect all that concerns us. That we may live here singing a new song, singing the songs of joy, the songs of victory, the songs of triumph. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, we have prayed. And the church of the living Christ say a very big amen. Can I invite you to give the Lord a big clap of praise and a shout of praise this evening? Hallelujah. Come on, bless the Lord. Come on, bless the Lord. Come on, bless the Lord. Welcome everyone by your side and let them know how excited we are that they are in church today. Good evening. Good evening. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How has your day been? Who is having a good day today? Let me see. Who is having a good day today? All right. Today is a good day. Praise the Lord. I want to speak a word of encouragement to us. I don't know what may be happening in your life at this moment. But I want you to take out time. And it takes quite a lot of spiritual discipline to do this. Take out time and count the blessings of the Lord in your life. You know, this evening, as I was doing that, that song came out and started bursting forth from within me. I've got too many reasons to give you praise, oh God. You are good. Too many reasons to give you praise, oh God. You are good. I've got too many reasons to give you praise, oh God. You are good. Too many reasons to give you praise, oh God. You are. That's what you're going to find out. No matter what's happening, there are two things that should never be tampered with. One is your joy. Because it's with joy that we draw from the wells of what? Salvation. Every provisions of grace, every benefit and fruit of redemption, God has given us the secret. That's the revelation. It's with joy we draw. It's with joy we draw. So no matter what, you know that it is the perfect will of God for us, for you and I, in Christ Jesus, to give thanks. And give those thanks, and you give thanks to God expressively. You express that joy. You make sure you're singing, you're dancing, you're clapping, you're shouting. If you go through the scriptures, you're going to see a whole lot that the Spirit of the Lord shows us in the scriptures as expressions of praise, expressions of joy. Whatever it is, don't let the enemy tamper with your joy. Don't. Secondly, whatever it is, don't let the enemy tamper with your faith. The circumstances of life are temporal. Let me say that again. The circumstances of the natural life, they are temporal. They are all subject to change. They are all. There are things we cried about yesteryears that have already become our testimonies today. And the Lord God who did that will do this also. So in the words of our Lord Jesus, fear not! Don't look at the future and feel uncertain. Don't look at your present circumstances and be terrified whether this is going to just be your life. And sometimes you question, will I ever have my desires? The Lord sent me here to tell you, He won't just fulfill the desires of your heart. He will give you much more than you desire. Only believe. Fear not, and only believe. Pastor, I've been believing. Then stand on your ground. And after you've done all, keep standing. Stand on your faith. Refuse to walk by sight. Refuse to walk by sight. I know it's easier preached than experienced. I know it's easier passed through encouragement than passing through it in experience. I know. But this is the only victory that overcomes. There is no other way. This is the only victory that overcomes, even our faith. Stand on your faith. And I want to ask, what will you lose? Stand on your faith. And some people were standing up. It's okay, it's prophetic. Tell your neighbor, stand on your faith. What will you lose standing on your faith? I'm going to ask you, what will you lose? Please, I speak to you. And I encourage you, don't give up on God's promises. Don't give up on the prophetic words that you have received. Things that the Holy Spirit has said to your heart and you have believed. Don't give up on the revelations of our glorious inheritance in Christ. Things we know and we have seen, and we continue to see in the word, that are ours. the provisions of his grace, the privileges of his grace. In the word of God, we see it clearly. It's ours. Jesus purchased it for us. Don't give up. Don't give up on your dreams of prosperity. On your dreams of living the life you know God designed for us to live. Don't. Don't give up on your spouses. Don't give up on your children. Don't give up on the vision to have children as you have desired. Don't give up on your siblings and your fathers and your mothers. Don't give up. Don't give up on the call of God on your life to be a great and a mighty witness to him, to be a burning and a shining light in your generation, to be one he will use not just to build the foundation of many in this generation, but the foundation of many in generations to come. Don't give up on being a sign and a wonder from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Zion. Don't give up. Don't give up on your dreams of serving the Lord with great wealth. Don't give up on your dreams of a life of success and excellence. Don't give up. I know sometimes it appears to be too much. And sometimes it's not just an appearance. Too much happens all at the same time. And sometimes it's hard to see if there is any other way things may even change. And I'm not just telling you to hope only. No, it's not a message telling you to just hope. Hope preserves. Hope keeps us waiting and not giving up. But hope is not enough. What I'm telling you is to believe again, be moved again, and try again. But this time around, we are going to try differently. Somebody say differently. Come on, say differently. To continue doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, someone says his insanity is madness. The labor of fools frustrates them and wearies them. This time around, our ambition, our strong desire, our driving force, our unquenchable passion must be full cooperation with the Holy Spirit. This time around, it's got to be spiritual and supernatural strategies. We have to pay attention to the little and fine details of the revelations of the Holy Spirit to our hearts. The Lord will never leave his son in the dark. We are all born in light. And the life of Christ is the light of life. That light dwells in us. And the Holy Spirit who lives in us leads us in his light. And when he speaks to us, the scripture says the entrance of his word gives what? Light. Grants understanding. The Lord is never the author of confusion. Never. It was heavily laid on my spirit today that when I come here today to speak these encouraging words, but much more to give you this word of wisdom. The strategy the Lord wants to use now is exactly what Mary said to those servants who we are serving in a wedding in Cana in Galilee, in John chapter 2. Whatever he tells you to do, it's time to not just stand on faith, stand on the promises of God, stand on the word. It's time to walk by faith. Whatever he tells you to do. That's the simplicity of our strategy moving forward. What has the Lord been telling us? Away, away from the noise. Away, away from the noise. Just to hear your voice calling. Nothing else should matter. What is God saying? Nothing else should matter. Most times, just thinking of what we have to do and what we know to do is frustration itself. It sometimes is so cumbersome. I came to tell you that the miracle is not in the many things to do. It is in just whatever he says to do. Whatever. There is someone that this will be your song. And the Spirit of the Lord say it won't be far from now. God has made me laugh. Oh, hallelujah. He has made me laugh. Oh, oh, la, 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 la. He will fill your mouth with laughter. But the key is in whatever he says to do. And we already know our Lord. He's so loving. He's so compassionate and merciful. He's so kind. He's so tender. He is of a lowly heart. Gentle. Gentle. He said, my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. I will not put upon you that which is ill-fitting. I won't. We know our Lord. We know our King. So it is time to walk by faith. And then it is time to walk in the fear of God. Because that's what moves us to do what he tells us. It's the fear of God. When you meet a child that doesn't respect his or her parents, and you see the parents trying to talk to that child, you notice That child sometimes can be acting. And some people around sometimes can say, can't you people even flog him? It's like he doesn't have any fear. And we're not talking about terrifying, tormenting fear. We're talking about reverential fear. Fear of honor, fear of respect. Where there is deep respect and deep honor. But when you find a child that honors and deeply respects the parents, when they say something, it's that fear that moves that child to go and do it. It's time to begin to walk in the fear of God. I read a scripture that strengthened the fear of God in my heart many, many years ago. And every time I meditate on that scripture, and especially when the Spirit of the Lord quickens it in my heart, it reinforces that. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Do you know what the word nothing means? Do you know the word nothing? Do you know what it means? It means absolutely nothing. Apart from me. Apart from me. Do you understand? Unless the Lord builds a house, in vain do the builders build. That means you can actually try your best. You can actually do your deal and do your thing. But apart from me, without me, you will accomplish nothing. That means your best efforts will become futile. That's the reason to fear God. God is not a substitute. God is everything. It's time to walk by faith. It's time to live one day at a time. Giving thanks. Walking. Being led by faith. Being led by the Holy Spirit. It is time. So don't give up yet. And never give up. You won't give up. Say, I will never give up. Say, I will never give up. Hear me, in your lifetime, and by the word of the Lord, early in your lifetime, the Lord will satisfy you through his mercies with the desires of your heart. Who has that word? Shout your loudest, amen. Amen. Who has that word? Shout your loudest, amen. And it will require spiritual discipline. Everybody say discipline. Come on, say discipline. Because that's what the fear of God communicates, is discipline. It will require serious discipline. And we will have to sit up, and we will have to take the steps that are needed to be taken. Or have to stop being wasteful and maximize opportunities. Make the most of opportunities, redeeming the time. There has to be a sense of urgency. And we'll have to resist the devil. Every temptation to waste. Every temptation to wait. Why we are supposed to stand and walk our faith. Every temptation to just sit down and wish. Every temptation to whine. why we are supposed to stand up and put the wisdom of God to work and apply ourselves to godly principles. It will require serious discipline. It will require serious discipline. And this is what I came here to tell you today. By the Spirit of the Lord, good news, it's never late to start doing the right thing. Never late. Never late. Never late to start doing the right thing. It's never late to pick up your dreams. Never late to live for what God has called you. To live for what God has destined you. Never late. So dream again. Believe again. And be moved again. Be moved again. You'll stand up with a renewed strength. But now, no longer in the zeal and the domination of the natural, but in meekness, submission to the strategies of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, what are you saying? And you're listening, and you're paying attention, and you're keen, and you're being disciplined to the things he's saying. When he says sit, sit. When he says kneel, kneel. When he says run, run. Whatever revelation and light he brings, apply yourselves dutifully. Apply yourselves diligently to it. Never receive light and sweep it under the rug. Never. Who is here? You're getting what the Holy Spirit is saying? Are you sure? Stand on your feet and pray in the Spirit. Kayalabado Shakaha. Libre in the Kushan, the Libra Kata Sakaya. Lira Dosan, the Libra and the Katis. Limbra and the Kayala Desh and the Libra Gadesh Kaha. Lira Dosan, the Libra Gadesh and the Labrahata. Libra and the Kayala Dosan, the Libra and the Katasa. Pray in the Spirit, for he that prays in the tongue, in the Holy Spirit, in unknown tongue, strengthens himself. Libra de Sunda Libra Gades Ataya. Libra de Sunda Libra de Kadai Karades Ubradesha. Libra de Kayala de Sunda Libra de Kati. Libra de Kali de Sunda Libra Gadesha. Libra de Sunda Libra de Kayaya. Libra de Sunda Libra Gedos in the Libra Gadaya. Libra de Koya Bragades in the Libra Gata. Libra dos in the Libra Gateska. Libra Yakades in the Libra Gatesha. Libra de Sunda Libra Gadesu Brandekaya. Libra dos in the Libra Gatoska Payanda. Libra desco Payanda Kayera dos in the Libra Kataya. Lera dos sandalaba, Icarades on the Libra Catation, Brades on the Libra, Le Baride Kaya, La Brande Kaya, Radesh Kataya, Le Brades on the Libre Gatos in the Libre Gadeska, Le Barides on the Libre Gadea, La Deso Pradeka, Lera dos on the Libre and the Kaya, La Bradeso Pradeska. Lera dos unde libre gedea carades and lingra deska. Lebra des unde libra gatea la desha. Leba yara cades unde libre getosha. Lere gedoshi payanda kayara des unde ligre heta. Leba yakades unde libre nikaya. Leba yala doshi taya la brandi katesa. Leba rides unde libre gedesco payanda ka. Lebra da sanda la bragadeska bahata. In the mighty name of Jesus. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. against hope. Abraham believed in hope against hope. And what makes you believe in hope is when you receive the substance of things what? Hoped for. When you receive the substance. So if there is something you're desiring, you must search out the will of God to understand the will of God. And you must wait on God to receive that evidence. Thus says the Lord. The will of God concerning that must be revealed. You must have the sure word that you're standing on. You must have a sure word. That's the evidence. That's the substance of what you're hoping for. Now, I would like you to find just one person, and I believe you should already know the name of the person by your side. You're going to be praying for that person. Forget about yourself. You're going to be praying for that person. I am going to be praying for all of you together. Find that one person. I want you to lock your hands together if you can. Both hands if you can. And then read that scripture. And as you read it, you get into prayers using that scripture. That scripture alone is a prayer. That's the prayer. One to go. Now, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Come on, pray for that person. Lero Zande, Reko Jein Granunda Zanga. May the God of hope fill every one of you under the sound of my voice with all joy. May the God of hope fill you up with all peace. With all joy and peace. With all joy and peace in believing. You will not faint. You will not grow weary. I pray today that your heart will not faint for fear. That your heart will not faint for fear. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That the God of hope fill you up with all joy, fill you with all peace, with all shalom, in believing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your faith will not fail, your hope will not fail, your faith will not fail, your hope will not fail, but that you be strengthened in hope and strengthened in faith, that you may abound in hope, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Likaridos, liprendezunde inkarate, lushekaya, legori shoteya, likradezunde likredesh, epali garidos, shandele bregadesha, daligo shanda, by the power of the Holy Spirit be refreshed, by the power of the Holy Spirit be restored, by the power of the Holy Spirit be refreshed, by the power of the Holy Spirit be restored, in the name of Jesus. Legerido shakata, that the Lord my God, according to his glorious riches, will strengthen you with might, strengthen you with might in the inner man by his Spirit, strengthen you with might in the inner man by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. Ligerus in the Likayaladesh, Legerida Zandeli Pradeshka, Lirede Zindeli Gradeshka, Layebosh, Ligrede Zundeli Bregete, Layeboregetosha, Leikaradesha. Pray for your spouses, pray for your husbands, pray for your wives, pray for your children, pray for your grandchildren, pray for your families, pray for the disciples, the new converts. God has committed into your hands that the God of hope fill every every one of them, every one of God, with all joy, with all peace in believing, in the name of Jesus. Laye po shande karadesha, le alabayeka, le rades zundeli bragate, le prinde zundeli bragatesh, laye poris zundarika, le reda zundeli bragadesh, laye pora des zundeli bra, le baya kadesha, le baye poridos, le prinde zundeli bragadesh, le baye karades zundeliga. Libre de Kayala des, libre de Sundali Bregadesh, libre de Sundali Bregadebota, le Baya Ketosh, libre Gedea, Laya Pori de Sundali Bregade, Laya Pori desa, Ligeri de Kayala. You shall not give up. You are strengthened, infused with new strength, infused with new strength, infused on the inside, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands. Begin to thank Him. Father, I thank you because I'm filled with all joy. I'm filled with all peace and believing. I'm strengthened in faith. Father, I thank you that I abound in hope. I abound in hope. I abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I abound in hope. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up on my dreams for my family. I'm not giving up on my dreams for my life, for excellence, for success in life. I'm not giving up on my dreams. I'm not giving up on my dreams. I'm not giving up on my dreams. I'm not giving up. I am abounding in hope. I am abounding in hope. I excel in grace. I excel in grace. I carry out exploits in ministry in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Le go shakata. Le prede sundeli brakataya. Just wave those hands and give Him all the glory. Oh, you praise Him. You praise Him. With joy withdraw. With joy withdraw from the wells of salvation. With joy withdraw. With joy withdraw. We rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Amen. The last admonition I'm going to give you before we sit down is in Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 35. I want you to hold that neighbor by your side. Say, the Lord my God is my strength and my song. The Lord my God is my lot and my portion in the land of the living. His word is my confidence. My faith in Him is my confidence. My faith in His Son Jesus Christ is my boldness before Him. Now hold that neighbor and read that scripture. One to go. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Again. Which has great reward. Now, from verse 36, I want you to listen. Verse 36. For you have need of endurance. Everybody say endurance. Say patience. Say long suffering. So that after you have done what? The will of. not after you have waited, not after you have wished, is after you have done whatever he tells you to do. That's a strategy. Don't just hope on nothing. Don't just wait and say, I'm waiting. Don't just wish things will change. After we have done the will of God, we need patience that you may receive the promise. Hear me. Every word God has said to you and I will come to pass. It will not return to him void. I will not cast away my confidence. See, my reward is when I receive the promise. Verse 37. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. He's always on time. There is always an appointed time. There is always a due season. And times and seasons are in his hands. He makes all things beautiful in his time. Verse 38. Now hear this admonition. Now. Somebody shout now. When? When? The just. Who are the just? The righteous. Made righteous, justified by faith. And if you're the just, raise your hands. All right. Now the just shall live by what? But if anyone draws back, see what the Lord says, his soul has no pleasure in him. Say, I won't draw back. Never. Never. I'm not casting away my faith. I'm not tired. I refuse to quit. I live the life of my dreams. And my dreams are not carnal. They are dreams cast in my heart through the scriptures. I got my pictures from the scriptures. I got my picture from the scriptures. As I studied the word of God and I saw what is my inheritance in Christ, my dreams come from the privileges and my rights in Christ Jesus. The things he has promised me as mine. That's where my heart desires come from. That's where my visions come from. Don't let any devil lie to you. Don't let anybody tell you that it's God that desires. What God says to you, whatever you desire. No, it's your desire that decides. What do you want? Let me say again. Don't let any devil tell you that it's God that decides. When God, and in whatever he has told you, whatever you desire. When he tells you whatever you desire, it's no longer him that decides. It's your desire that decides. For he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above. What do you desire? Do you want to be married? Don't say God will determine whether I will marry or not. It's not in God's hands. Is in your hands. Do you want to have children, and how many children do you want to have? The blessing already said I'm making you fruitful. Do you want to live a healthy life and not live on drugs? Do you want to live a victorious life and not be harassed by the enemy and beaten by the enemy, defeated by the enemy? Do you want to live a life of prosperity? Where the mark of God's blessing is on your life and everything else you do. Once you are moved by the Spirit to do something, that thing prospers and moves forward. You want to live a productive life, an excellent life, because you're a child of the excellent glory. What do you want? Do you want to live a life of great impact? Living a life of purpose, fulfilling the ministry that you have received in Him? What do you want? I have confidence in you, Jesus. I have confidence in you. Anytime, any day, I have confidence in you. Jehovah,
sing it again.
I have confidence in you, Jesus, Jesus. I have confidence in you. I have confidence in you, Jesus, Jesus. I have confidence in you.
I have confidence in you.
And it's time.
As we sing that song, can you take that opportunity and begin to talk to God concerning what your desires are? Tell Him as it is. Talk to God, tell Him as it is.
anytime, any day. I have confidence in yours.
Jesus.
Jehovah.
Lift those hands. Lift those hands. Lift those hands. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the refreshing of your presence. Thank you for the restoration that is in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for you always hear us. And we receive of you today every petition we've made, every entreaty brought before your presence. We know in our hearts that we receive of you whatever we ask of you. And we live here standing on your sure foundation, that unshakable rock, your word. We live here carrying the evidence of things we have hoped for. We live here walking by faith and not by sight. We live here filled and multiplied in hope and with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We give you praise. We thank you. You fill our mouth with laughter. You fill our mouth with singing. Your praise will continually be on our lips. To you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we are praying. Clap your hands, all you people, and shout to God with a voice of triumph. Shout to God with a voice of triumph.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.